B-Pod Studios.
Hey, guys. I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
All right. Today, producer Nicole is super excited, you guys. I'm going to bring her in.
Yeah.
Producer Nicole?
Yes.
When I walked in this morning, I said, did you check your bank account? And you didn't. And then after you did, you got really excited. What's going on?
I got my $1,200.
Hey! Thank you, Trump.
Well, let's not get cocky here.
Oh, okay.
That would be the first time
say that. Say thank you, Donald Trump.
Thank you, President.
Yeah, Mr. President.
Yeah. Got my Trump check. Let's
Even
go to
though
the
every other country has way better packages in place, but that's okay.
Oh, Lord, here we go.
You can't just say something nice. Yes.
By the way,
the stimulus checks.
I have a feeling that this stimulus check is going to come out of our taxes in future years. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have a feeling that they're going to be taking.
Roy, don't say that. I finished my juice cleanse yesterday. I feel great. I'm rich. Don't put me down.
I'm rich. Yeah, the stimulus checks started going out, and producer Nicole got hers. So you use it wisely. What tattoo are you going to get?
Well, currently none right now because we're at stay-at-home orders. But
she
you
can't.
Just
nothing's open.
Yeah, but you just put a really good idea in my head.
Yeah, a $1,200 tattoo. Come on, let's do it.
Yeah, that's like 6 hours of work. That's
put
a good
it away.
Save it.
Okay,
save it. That's what you got to do.
I say get
I know
a
it stinks.
Get a tattoo that says COVID on your body, so you always remember that check.
Get it as a. Can I say the T word?
What's the T word?
Rhymes with amp.
Oh, tramp stamp?
Yeah.
Yeah, you
get it as
that.
A tramp stamp because COVID's been a tramp.
let me tell you how dumb I am. I'm like, tamp? What's a
me
tamp?
Me too.
You got to speak Nicole, you guys. I was just reading, speaking of tattoos of Corona, that babies who are being born during the virus are getting new names.
Tina.
For quarantine,
mm-hmm.
A couple babies are straight up named Corona.
Well, you know, I've said Rona. This before. I thought COVID is actually a really cool name.
It is until like this it. Happened. And then,
I know.
Yeah.
Who knew that 11 wouldn't be the most popular name? It would be 19, right? I mean, 11 from Stranger Things, that's a really cool name. But now people are naming their kids 19.
I don't think anyone's naming their kids 19.
I wish someone would.
It's not going to be me. I can assure you of that.
What are you going to do? Are you going to, when your baby's born in early June, Loren, are you thinking about maybe adding some sort of a COVID-19 coronavirus
Not
theme?
Even close. No. No.
You're
We're
no
staying
fun.
The course. We have two names picked out. We can't decide between the two, and that's it.
Roy, did you go out yesterday?
No, I didn't go out yesterday. In fact, yesterday I ended up crying over a bumblebee.
What?
I'm losing my damn mind is what's happening.
We've been cooped up too long.
I have been. I had a carpenter bee that I've had many carpenter bees near my back porch, and they drilled a hole to get into my thing. So yeah. I saw one of the bees get in the hole, so I quickly got wood filler and I filled up the hole so he couldn't get out and that they would no longer get in my wood.
Mm-hmm.
But then I saw what I would assume to be his wife or boyfriend. Come on around looking for him and trying to get into the hole to save him. And then I got really depressed.
Animals have feelings.
They do have feelings because you
do
saw the other bee.
Have feelings?
The bee was freaking out. He was bouncing all off that wood column that they were in.
Gary?
He knew that his friend was inside because you can hear the other friend rattle. I was an emotional mess. I was crying over bees.
Gary? What's happened to you, Gary?
Gary, come out. Why would you come out of the wood, Gary?
I can't, Eleanor. I'm jammed up in here.
I was so depressed.
What happened?
Apparently that fella sitting there on the stairs didn't like me buzzing around and filled me in here.
Well, he drilled his way in there. Maybe he can drill his way back out.
Oh, I was such an emotional mess. And then Sterling had to bring me back to reality. It was like, hey, listen, we don't drive to the bad parts of town because we don't want to die. So these bees need to know this is the bad part of town and you could die.
Yeah, I mean, wood bees, they have trees everywhere they could drill into, but they chose to drill into Roy's railing, and that wasn't a good choice.
No.
So did you let him free?
I told Sterling, let me just pinch a hole and let him try to get out.
No.
Let me just give him some air so he can live in there.
I was so upset. But you saw the other bee freaking out, like flying in ir-radical patterns, hitting against the wood, trying to bust in to help his buddy out.
And turned all psycho.
Yeah. So I was a mess. But no, I did not go. To answer your question, no, I didn't go out.
Yeah, because I had a run to the store yesterday.
Should.
Yeah, maybe you should get out more. That's a good point, Loren. If you're crying over a would be, it's time to get out, dude.
I know.
Yeah.
I will talk to the mayor and I will talk to the Mecklenburg County Commission and say we need to start the slow rollout.
Yeah, Roy's losing it.
Sir, why do we need to start the slow rollout? Because my friend Roy cried over a bumblebee. Oh, for the love of God, we do. I've heard enough. You're getting the slow rollout in Mecklenburg County.
They're going insane.
No, because I went to the store yesterday. I had to get some basic essential items. And everybody had a mask.
Not you.
Not me. Not
Were
me.
They making people wait in line to get into the store?
The store that I go to is rather large. And the capacity of it, I think, is to the point where at the time I went, Loren, they didn't make anybody wait. Because
it's supposed to be 20% of your fire capacity they're letting in.
Yeah, but the store I go to is basically like a giant warehouse. So they must get more than your smaller stores.
Okay.
Right? You know?
Sure.
So anyway, no, but I walked around in there. Quit trying to get me in trouble and the store in trouble, Loren.
I'm not.
And I just like kind of looked around and I felt like people were judging, absolutely judging, that I didn't have a mask on. And I put the mask in my car, though, yesterday. I will now be rolling around with my mask.
Oh, so you thought the tables have turned. Go ahead, Roy.
I was just saying, so you actually found a mask?
Yes.
I'm shocked.
Yeah. Well, I didn't buy it at the store that day. I've had one.
Oh.
I had one
you
from.
Just didn't take it.
I had one from Lorenz quarantine bit that we did that we all laughed at.
I was going to say, my how the tables have turned. I wore a mask and everyone looked at me like I had 9 heads, and now everyone's wearing masks.
But isn't that funny, Loren? Because when you were wearing a mask, our experts were saying you shouldn't wear a mask.
Mm-hmm.
Yet now they're saying you need to wear a mask.
Which just goes to show we don't know anything about anything.
Nobody knows what the hell's going on.
Nobody knows. All right, let's do a song or two, and then we'll come back. And there's a funny article from Cosmo talking about how like some young teenagers are learning how to do things. And if they're in quarantine and they're staying with, you know, their dad, then their dad is teaching them things that their mom typically should be teaching them. But if they're in a divorced house, the dad's teaching them things. And I thought it was real interesting, Loren. Like, did your dad teach you how to shave your legs?
No.
Okay. Well, a lot of women are learning from their dads how to shave their legs right now. A lot of, like, young teenagers who are at stay-at-home orders with their dad.
Well, he does shave his face, so he's probably pretty good at it.
I would think so. All right, we'll get into that coming up.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
So I saw this on Cosmo.com. It was an article, Loren, saying how this teenager, I guess 13, 14 years old, is in a divorced house. And she usually goes and visits her mom. But right now, because of quarantine, she's not. So she's staying with her dad.
Mm-hmm.
And things that her mom typically would teach her are now being taught to her by her dad. And so that got me thinking, maybe we can run some calls real quick this morning on the things that your dad taught you that maybe your mom should have and vice versa.
Hmm.
Right?
Like makeup? Like your dad's really good at doing that smoky eye, you know? He's really good at it.
Or maybe your dad's a hairdresser, you know?
Maybe. I'm pretty sure my dad taught me how to sew.
Really?
Uh-huh.
See, that's interesting.
I don't think my mom knew how to sew on a button or, like, mend something, and my dad did.
704-570-9595. 704-570-9595. That's the studio line to call us.
So then she goes on to say that her dad is teaching her how to shave her legs because, you know, dad knows how to trim his beard. Which, by the way, my Corona beard's coming up on the 17th. It's going to be a month, y'all.
I want to see it.
I'll take a picture. And I'll put it up. I'm not even sure if it's growing anymore. I think now it's just getting whiter. I'm becoming Tim Allen in the Santa.
You're going to start getting fatter and fatter.
Yeah. Next thing you know, I'm going to have 10 tiny reindeer in front of me everywhere I go. Well, so Cosmo.com goes on to then ask other people who are, you know, stuck with their parents, are you learning something from mom that dad typically teaches you or vice versa? And one woman said that her mom is teaching her how to play sports. And her mom really doesn't know much about sports. But because she's quarantined with mom's watching YouTube videos and teaching her how to play basketball, soccer.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, my mom and I have actually found a new way of bonding.
You know, my mom would know how to do all the stuff my dad knows how to do. Like, whenever dad would do projects, mom would be right there helping him. So, like, my mom totally could have taught me from how to change the oil in my car to mowing. Like, you know, my mom did it all from cooking to the, of course, by the way, this is us assuming the the old school gender hetero
norms
you know, which aren't true today.
That's true. But usually, like, even if you have two parents of the same sex or whatever, one of them is going to be better at something than the other. And it's funny to have that other person try and teach them something that you would think your other, you know, parent would teach.
We got a sweet text message from 803 and said, my dad taught me how to do my makeup in eighth grade since my mom wasn't around, and he used to color my hair. I love that.
That is so awesome. And then another person agrees with you, Loren, and says, my dad definitely taught me how to sew a button and how to mend a hole in my jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez, my dad didn't know how to do anything, y'all. I swear. I mean, my dad and my mom, bless her, was like, just she was so fantastic raising three boys, you know, feeding us, making sure we got off to school, making sure we did our homework and everything. Nobody was teaching us anything, though.
Well, my dad was so much older than my mom. I feel like my mom learned how to do some of these things with me.
Did your dad teach mom how to shave her legs?
Probably.
I mean, I remember at one point I was like, Dad, will you teach me how to grill? And he goes, don't grill, son. The minute you grill, you become the grill guy. And when you're at an event, you're going to miss all the fun and you'll be standing at the grill.
That's a big lesson he taught you.
He goes, once you give in to the grilling, you never get out of it. I was like, oh, okay.
That's because you enjoy grilling, though. Like, I want to be the guy who grills. Like, I love cooking.
And then my dad will get, like, when we were growing up, Loren, we would get, I don't know, something you got to put together. Like, say a swing set, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he would try and put the swing set together. And then next thing you know, he's got the drill out. And he's, like, drilling holes. And I go, Dad, what are you doing? Like,
they're pre-drilled.
It's wrong, he says. They didn't do it right. Everything we got was defective, and my dad could somehow thought he could make it better, and it was a nightmare.
All right, I'm with your dad on the putting furniture and stuff like that together. I pay people to do it. I can't
I'll
do
definitely
it.
Be teaching Cash that in my house.
Maria in Monroe. Good morning, Maria.
Hi, good morning.
Are you 13?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's awesome. How are you doing with the stay at home? Are you missing school a lot?
No, not really, but I sure do. Like, I do miss my friends.
Yeah. That's what my son says. He misses the teacher and his friends, but he doesn't want to do the schoolwork. It was more of a social call for him.
Yeah, same.
So we're talking about how mom might have taught you something that you'd think dad would ordinarily teach you. What'd mom teach you?
Yeah, my mom taught me how to unclog my face.
Unclog the sink?
Yes.
That's an important thing to know.
Yep.
What did she tell you to do, Maria?
She told me, like, to go under the sink untwist a couple things and take the pipe out and like drain it out.
Look at you.
Wow. Even the taking the pipe out, taking the thing out to drain.
I'm thinking she's telling you to pour Drano down there. That's how I'll fix it.
That's all I know is to pour the liquid.
Right?
Maria's showing up with a full tool bag, getting the monkey wrench out, getting greasy.
Oh, and let me tell you, I feel so manly when I get my tool bag out. I don't know what's in it, but I love carrying it. I feel like I'm about to tackle a project.
704 said, try being a daughter of a single parent when your dad teaches you about that time of month. I stuck to YouTube.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. I don't know if I want somebody teaching me that's never been through.
Right.
Oh, hey, what about, you know, in my case, Sterling and I, if we have a little girl?
You got to YouTube
send
it.
To my house.
I'll call you. Yeah.
You let me take care of that. Aunt Loren got this.
Have Nicole, Aunt Nicole and Aunt Loren can talk to your child about it.
Are you needing a little more MRL in your life? Take us everywhere with our on-demand podcast. Use our KISS95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
All right, let's welcome Christy to the Mania Roy on the Rim Morning Show. Welcome.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Christy. So we were just talking about parent role reversal, and you had a funny one that you wanted to share. You know, when mom teaches you something that you would think dad would teach you and vice versa.
Yeah, so growing up, my dad was actually the one that taught me how to shave my legs. And he also took me shopping a lot because my mom's actually a Charlotte police detective. So she was, you know, wasn't always around on the weekends, sometimes nights, things like that. And yeah, we shopped for homecoming, prom, whole nine yards together.
I think that's the sweetest. That's like great daddy-daughter time.
Did you hear Loren?
It was amazing.
Can you hear Loren, Christy?
Yeah.
Okay. Because you're our first caller, and I wanted to make sure, or your second caller, I want to make sure you can hear us.
Oh, no, yeah, no, he was amazing. And, you know, he was always, not always the most stylish dad. He definitely has the cargo shorts and the dad sandals sometimes, but when it came to picking out my stuff, you know, he's actually really good at it.
Isn't that funny? Dad had bad style for himself, but really knew how to shop for a 17-year-old when it comes to buying clothes and getting your prom dress and all that stuff. That's so cool.
Oh, yeah.
Parent role reversals rock.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Christy. Have a great day. Thanks for listening to us this morning, okay?
Yeah, bye, guys.
All right, there's Christy. Loren, how am I going to do, like, you think I'm going to be able to do Ruby's hair, my daughter's hair? And
I think hair is probably the most difficult for guys to learn because you guys typically have short hair, so you don't know a whole lot about brushes and hair ties or braids or plaits or whatever you call them.
Yeah.
But if you take time to learn, you'll do fine.
Yeah, and there's YouTubes for everything, dude.
Do I want to take the time to learn, though, Roy? I'm going on 45 years old. I got a very successful morning radio show here in Charlotte.
It's mediocre. Great bonding with your kid.
We're a mediocre show at best.
Okay? I'm already bad at picking out her clothes. I put her in something just yesterday, and Amanda goes, look what she's wearing to, like, you know, the neighbor who is walking down the street. I was like, that's me. I put her in a purple shirt and green shorts. You know,
you'll get better with that. Your wife's a stylist. You'll figure it out.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Senseless survey, Roy. We love these.
He used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
He used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello.
Hey, Layla, Mr. Brown, U.S. Senseless Bureau. You're on a recorded line. I got to ask you a few questions because whoever did your paperwork, I don't know what's going on over there in Albemarle, but they didn't do the back side of your questionnaire. So can I ask you a few questions and I'll get you off the phone?
Okay.
Whenever your niece or nephew gets their driver's license, do you say to them, I'll be sure to stay off the road?
Yep.
I guess, sure.
And whenever you're eating salsa, do you look at your friends and go, ooh, that has a kick to it?
Okay. What?
Did your dad used to say, let's rock and roll, when y'all were all getting ready to leave as kids?
No, he did not.
Speaking of when you were kids, did you go to the same place for summer vacation each year? Like you just went to Dirty Myrtle over and over and over?
We went to different places.
And how often do you tag your friends on the Applebee's $1 drink of the month posts? and go, okay. Ooh, we better go there.
Okay, I don't think, I think you might have the wrong number.
I don't have the wrong number. If I grabbed your phone today, does a photo exist of you holding a Starbucks cup, possibly sipping it?
Maybe.
And how often do you say, whoopsie daisies?
Never.
If you walk outside and you see your neighbor washing their car, do you yell over, hey, mine's next?
Okay. I really think that this sounds like not a real thing.
And let's say you have to park in the very back at Wally World, Walmart. When you walk back to your car, do you say, well, at least we got our steps in for the day?
No, I don't. And I'm going to go now.
When someone sneezes, do you say, gesundheit?
Bring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren. Sponsored by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa. On KISS 95.1.
All right, Loren, his name is Richard in Charlotte, and he's playing Can't Beat Loren today.
Hello, Richard. Let's see how you do.
Hey, how are you?
Great.
Get her out, Richard, so we can play.
All right, Loren. Go on now. Get.
All right, I'm done.
All right, Loren is leaving the studio. She can no longer hear these questions.
Here we go. Question number one. Drew Barrymore has a new appreciation for teachers. She says it's been emotional balancing being a mom and a homeschool teacher for her two kids. She's starting what remake with two other angels?
Charlie's Angels.
Justin Bieber is joining the All-In Challenge to raise funds to feed the hungry. If you donate as little as $10, you could both win experience and prizes, including the Biebs flying to your hometown to sing. What country is he currently quarantining in?
Canada.
Question three, it looks like Kelly Clarkson may have to worry about her TV job. Her five-year-old daughter, River, loves hosting it. Kelly rose to fame on what singing competition show?
American Idol.
Question four, this network that hosts shows like Grey's Anatomy is having a Disney Family sing-along tomorrow, and their star-studded cast includes Ariana Grande, Demi Lovato, and a reunion of High School Musical. What network?
ABC.
Question five. Congrats to the Panthers' Run CMC for signing a new four-year contract. He's better known by his real name?
Christian McCaffrey.
Very good, Richard.
Wow. All right, let's bring Loren back in. Loren, it is going to be a tough battle. Our friend Richard got them all correct, which means I'm not going to tell you if you get it right or wrong until the very end.
Okay.
You're 93 straight. Wynn's run was very nice, Loren.
Oh, stop it. I haven't even answered yet.
Drew Barrymore has a nice appreciation for teachers, or new appreciation for teachers. She says it's been emotional balancing being a mom and a homeschool teacher with her two kids. She starred in what remake with two other angels?
Charlie's Angels.
Justin Bieber is joining the All-In Challenge to raise funds to feed the hungry. If you donate as little as $10, you can both win experiences and prizes, including the Biebs flying to your hometown and singing for you. What country is he currently quarantining in?
Canada.
Question three. It looks like Kelly Clarkson may have to worry about her TV job. Her five-year-old daughter, River, is hosting it. Kelly Clarkson rose to fame from what singing competition show?
American Idol.
This network that hosts shows like Grey's Anatomy is having a Disney Family sing-along tomorrow, and their star-studded cast includes Ariana Grande and Demi Lovato and a reunion of the High School Musical cast. What network is that?
ABC.
See, that's like her favorite network. I knew she'd get that.
And Elena watches Grey's.
Question five. Congrats to the Panthers' Run CMC for signing a new four-year contract. He's better known by his real name of?
Christian McCaffrey.
Wow. 5-5. It's a tie. Loren, you have 94 wins.
Whew. And you know what? My husband would have got that last one wrong because he calls him Christian McCaffrey all the time, and I always have to correct him.
All right, Richard, let Loren hear the music she wants to hear.
I can't beat Loren, but I can tie her.
Thanks for playing, Richard. Great job.
Thanks.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. KISS 95.1.
That was Trevor Daniel. How did your Insta go yesterday, Roy?
It was really good. It was really good. Although, I was only supposed to... He only had like 7 or 10 minutes to be with me. But there was a problem with that. I don't own a clock. I just use the timer on my phone. And so I'm on Instagram Live with them yesterday, and I have that moment going, oh, God, I probably...
Blue pasture time.
Yeah, I know, because we had such a good conversation hanging out.
And he got his fame, didn't he get his fame from TikTok? Would that be fair to say?
He's been a musician before that, but he blew up on TikTok. He became super viral on there. But he's a real chill guy. We still got the interview. If you want to watch it, if you go to Instagram, Kiss95.1WNKS on Insta, you can watch that interview. And he says a lot of interesting things, like what he's going to do when the quarantine's over, the first thing he's going
to
do.
Yeah, that's cool. We're trying to bring more of these experiences to you guys while you're on your stay-at-home orders, give you something to do in the afternoon, pop on with some artists. We had Bozzy on. I know there's a few more lined up, so we'll get into that, too. This is absolute gold, and I'm going to tell you right now that there's moments on our radio show that we can pop up at any time. Like, I can think back 5 years ago to when... or 3 years ago to when Roy flew through the door as the Hawaiian Punch guy.
The Kool-Aid Man.
Kool-Aid Man. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Or the Hawaiian Punch guy, whatever.
Hawaiian Punch guy was the Kool-Aid nemesis. I mean, yeah. I remember that. I remember when we pretended to do pregnancies with the pregnancy machine. There's moments on the show that I could think in the top of my head, I remember that like it was yesterday. And this is going to be one of those things. I just know it. We found out, Roy, something funny about Loren. And it's going to take us an hour to get through this. We're going to warn you guys right now. For the next hour, you're going to hear about this.
So about 10 years ago, before Loren was on the show with us, you were on a TV show.
I was.
Called MTV Made.
I was one of the made coaches.
So you had spoken about this before in just general conversation.
Yeah.
And I don't think Roy and I realized the scope of your role on the show Made. I felt like when you said you were a coach, like maybe you were one of five people. And
I was a pop-in.
You kind of had a pop-in on a 30-minute network show.
Yeah. No, this was like an hour episode. It was filmed 10 years ago, and I guess it's running on MTV2 right now because this week I started to get DMs from random people that were like, hey, were you ever a maid coach? And come to find out, they are running again. So that's how this whole thing popped back up 10 years later.
Well, we have the video clip. We have the audio. And let me tell you something, y'all. It's flipping amazing. It is... full on Loren, but 10 years ago, and it's amazing.
I have not changed, and I've never done anything in my life small.
No, no, no. Yeah, just after 8, we're going to get into the clips, but we'll tease it with this. The show opens with Loren riding in on a horse in a gown with a sash that says Miss Pennsylvania. And that's how she makes her grand entrance on this MTV Made episode.
Listen.
not just like her walking in the room. No, no, no.
No.
Riding in on a horse.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It's the Mainie, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Roy, where can people find us live right now, streaming?
You can look us up on the Kiss 95.1 Facebook page. We are live. A little behind the scenes view of us, but we got to get into the goods. We got to get into this golden gem that we found, and that is MTV airing an episode of Made in which our Loren, 10 years ago, was a coach.
How did this come down, Loren? How did you get chosen to be the coach of this girl whose name is Rachel?
So I was living in Florida at the time, but I had already been Miss Pennsylvania USA, and a MTV producer reached out to me to see if I would want to be part of it. And then you got to put together a little video reel, and they do Skype interviews with you. But they were
looking for someone who had pageant experience to coach this little, how old is she, Rachel?
She was 15 at the time, but I was professionally coaching girls at the time, too.
Yeah, you did that up until a few years ago.
Yeah, and I love to still do it. Like, if I have time to do it, it's just fitting it into my schedule where before I used to have 15 to 19 clients a season. Now I can only take on, like, one or two.
Right.
So, yeah. So we've heard you coach him before. Lorraine does a lot of no's. We've heard her tell people
and
no,
go
no,
back
no,
to
no.
One. Do you believe it? I don't believe it. Yeah.
I remember you trying to book one, and you were going, "No, that doesn't work for me." Remember yeah. that, Roy? And we were like,
I
oh.
do.
Yeah.
You're kind of hard as a coach, which kind of rippled its way out on national television to the point where the person that you were coaching on national television ended up writing, "I hate Lorraine," on her forehead, which, by the way, we had the photo up at the MRL show on Insta.
Hey, to be fair, I don't think I was – I'm a very blunt coach, but I don't think I'm a – like, I'm not a nasty coach by any way, shape, or form. But the girl that I had was a diamond in the rough.
Okay.
We'll say that.
So Rachel is very tomboyish. Rachel loves her horses, and she doesn't – the pageant thing doesn't come natural to her. So it's Lorraine's job on this episode of MTV Made, which just re-aired. It's Lorraine's job – to make Rachel this pageant queen. And here are some audio clips. And I'll be amazed if we get through the first one without stopping it. But this is going to take us the full 8 o'clock hour, y'all, to get through this. So I hope you love Lorraine and enjoy. Here we go.
What's happening?
We're not even 2 seconds
two
in, maybe.
2 seconds in, and I have to stop it. Because, Roy, you have to explain to everyone what the visual is that Rachel is seeing as she's on her farm.
Oh, is that happening now? Okay, so what's happening is that Rachel is at the farm, and Lorraine is on a horse in a beautiful
okay.
gown with a Miss Pennsylvania sash, riding up this long driveway, because this is your big entrance into the episode.
So producer Nicole had no idea that Lorraine was even in this episode, so I called her in yesterday to get her like reaction, and I should have taken video on my phone. But producer Nicole, do you remember your reaction when you saw Lorraine rolling in on the horse?
I do, because sometimes you literally make me watch useless videos, so I was prepared for that. So I'm watching this girl get mad at a horse and like storm around, and I'm like, what in the world is he doing? And then all of a sudden the camera pans to this wide open field, and you have this horse coming in, and there is some woman on the horse. I mean, you might as well have your hand up doing your little hello wave. And yeah. I'm just like, STFU. STFU. Stop, 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 stop. And sure enough, there's Lorraine. Does nothing half-ass ever.
What an entrance. Here we go.
Well, hello there. Are you Rachel?
Yeah, I am.
Hi. My name is Lorraine. I'm going to be your maid coach.
That's Lorraine. She's a former Miss Pennsylvania USA, Miss USA Top 5 finalist, and a professional pageant coach.
Well, I hear you want to be a pageant girl.
Yes.
All right. Well, I have replaced your horse Fire here with a pair of high heels. For the next 4 weeks, as much attention as you give these horses, that's how much attention I want you to give those high heels. Where are those heels?
I threw him.
You threw him? Well, go get him, girl. It's time to get started. Let's go.
Oh, God.
By the way, I blogged this whole thing yesterday, so if you want to watch the full episode, the link is up at kiss951.com.
Oh, I'm crying already. We're 51 seconds in.
It's so funny to look back at it, too.
So you took her horse and then put high heels in her stable.
Yeah.
And she, because I saw her walk in, this Rachel girl, and then she throws the heels. She goes, what's this?
Oh,
where's my horse?
She has a temper and a mouth on her that we have to correct very quickly.
Well, so do you.
I was at least on my best behavior
all
in
right.
the episode.
Lorraine knows how to muzzle it. You know, she knows
right.
when to use it.
If you're just tuning in, it's the Manny Roy and Lorraine show. We are reliving Lorraine's episode of Made on MTV, where she was a pageant coach for Rachel, who wanted to be transform from tomboy to pageant girl.
I don't really watch the news.
Oh, yeah. So let me explain this. Sorry. I'm doing a bad job of hosting. Lorraine, you coach Rachel on how to do questions and how to do the walk. Is that right?
Yeah. I have to, like, put her through a test to see, like, baseline where she is if I threw her into a pageant tomorrow.
Okay. So she answers questions horribly, and then Lorraine gives her some advice.
I don't really watch the news.
She just doesn't understand how to answer an interview question yet. I just don't even know where to start.
As if bombing the interview.
I'm overwhelmed.
She was by far one of my most in-depth clients.
Okay.
As if bombing the interview wasn't embarrassing enough. Next, Loren made me put on a bikini and tested my walk.
Let's welcome Rachel, contestant number two.
Hey.
You should be smiling. Pivot turn. Stop. You need to take your hair down. We're going to go from this tomboy image to this girly image.
Yeah. By the way, you're hearing Loren on MTV Made, where she was a pageant coach.
So how was her walk on a scale of 1 to 10 when you started with her?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Negative three? I don't know. I mean, shoot, I was like, can you walk in sneakers? Let's start there.
Oh, poor Rachel. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick break. We'll play a song, and then a commercial. We're going to come back. We have so many more clips of Loren on Made, including an argument, right, Roy?
Yeah, where things begin to unravel between both Loren and Rachel, and it gets bad.
Is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
If you want to win another $500 because you missed the 8 o'clock keyword, don't worry, KISS cash code coming up at 10 a.m. Another chance for you to win. Get your own little KISS stimulus check.
All right. We're not even halfway through the fun. If you're just jumping in the car or turning us on at home on your Alexa or your Google Play, wherever you're listening to us right now, we have found a gem. We found Loren's MTV episode of Made. And tell everyone, Loren, what your job was on this episode.
So this was 10 years ago, and it's now replaying on MTV2. We have the link up at kiss951.com. But I was the actual maid coach that goes in and has to take Rachel from a tomboy all the way to a pageant girl in every phase of competition. It's just me coaching her.
704 texted in and said, oh, my God, this is hilarious. 980 sent a text message and said, I saw this episode. And then I said, was it replaying on MTV2? And they said it plays on Pluto TV because Pluto TV is basically owned by the same network that owns MTV. So they replay, like, The Hills, and they're replaying episodes of Maid. That's why it's on there. Oh, my God, this is hilarious. You guys are making my makeup run. I'm laughing so hard. So let's get back into it. Here is another clip of Loren on Maid. Now, you and Rachel, the 15-year-old that wants to be the beauty pageant, champion or whatever, mm-hmm. winner, ultimately, she and you aren't really gelling here.
Yeah, it was a rough start for us.
Okay, let's listen.
I can see that you're frustrated from tonight.
This process is just so stressful.
Do you feel like quitting is an option for you?
I'll just have to think about it tonight.
For me, quitting is never an option.
Okay. I really don't want you to quit on me. You have so much potential.
The music is so crucial.
I know. So she wants to quit. You're trying to tell her not to.
Yeah, she's just frustrated with me at this point because I've had her in the studio all day, like telling her to go back to the first mark because she's not doing the things that I'm telling her to do. I've put her through an interview process and she's embarrassed because she can't answer the questions properly. And at this point, she's just shut down. I've worn her out.
And she's crying. And then Loren gives her the whole speech where quitting is not an option. Mm-hmm. We will not quit.
Not. Mm-mm.
We will do this. You will be Miss Florida.
Life gets tough. Push through.
Okay, things aren't great there with Coach Loren and Rachel, her student.
But don't worry, they get worse.
They get worse. Now, I have here on my sheet, Rachel's late and Loren and her argue.
Yeah, it's not a good thing. Like, at this point, I feel like she's already checked out and she's wasting my time and I'm not here for it.
So she shows up to the house and you're sitting there waiting for her at her house.
For like 30 minutes.
In real life or MTV life?
No, in like real, probably maybe longer in real life. But like no call, no text, no, hey, I'm going to be late. Like, I'm just sitting there waiting for somebody.
All right, here we go. Listen to this clip.
All the training and stuff. Just go hang out. Why are you late? Is there a reason that you didn't call or text me that you were going to be 25 minutes late?
We know that tone.
Lauren was upset.
Is there a reason why I didn't know about that? Did you not text me about it? That's the Lauren we get.
Is there a reason that you didn't call or text me that you were going to be 25 minutes late? I mean, what's going on? Are you in this or no?
Well, with the horses, you can't really rush this last.
Rachel, I told you to be here by 2 o'clock, so this is not first priority to you.
Oh.
I was so mad.
Oh, my God. That sounds like an angry tone. Which, by the way, pot calling the kettle black. How many times have I waited for you? You've okay. been late before.
That is a newer thing because of my husband. He is rubbing off on me. When I was a pageant girl, I was never late. Like, on time was late.
You know, this conversation that you're having with Rachel, your student, reminds Roy and I of conversations where we only hear one side of a phone call. And you're talking sternly to somebody and telling them how you feel.
Well, with the horses, you can't really rush this last.
Rachel, I told you to be here by 2 o'clock, so this is not first priority to you.
It's like talking to her contractor. The bathroom was supposed to be done by June 10th. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. We're 2 weeks behind. I mean, can we wrap this up?
All right, well, when you want to work, then you call me.
She's ready. It's just 20
minutes. It's not your first priority. It's not my first priority. Sorry. And Rachel, when you want to take responsibility and you want to work hard, call me because I'll still be here for you.
This whole thing is bullshit. She can go home. I quit.
Pissed her off, Lorraine.
By the way, blew past mom. Mom's like trying to sit there and advocate for her. I'm not even hearing it from mom at this point.
I know.
No,
I know.
No. You pack up loudly, by the way. Loudly pack up your things and bust out.
Were you with Dallas at this point?
We were married.
You were married at this point? Okay.
Yeah, I think we had just gotten married.
Because I was wondering if maybe there was a personal argument or something going on in your life that you were emoting your energies onto poor Rachel.
No, but I was living in the middle of Podunk, like nothing. Like when I say the middle of Florida where there is nothing there for 6 weeks of my life, like I was so bored. I was looking forward to 2 o'clock to do something. And she left me hanging for 30 minutes.
And Rachel, when you want to take responsibility and you want to work hard, call me because I'll still be here for you.
That sounds like you're talking to a boyfriend. And Robert, I'm over here. I'm in the car, Robert. I'm leaving. But Robert, just so you know, when you're ready to become a man and you want to treat me like a real woman, I'll be here. But I'm leaving now. I'm putting the car in reverse and I'm going. Quit going to the gas pedal, Robert. I'm really leaving. What? Did you say so? I thought you said something. You know, doesn't want to leave. Like playing it off. I'm going now. Bye. Oh, Loren Gold. All right, here's the last clip of Loren's episode of MTV Made where she coaches Rachel, a 15-year-old, to become a pageant queen.
I don't want to go to Bahamas because I have to go to a stupid preppy camp. I want to stay home and ride horses.
I had arrived at pageant hell week. Keep Loren off my case. I did my hair and I
to keep Loren off my case.
Like everyone's why is everyone afraid of me?
To keep Loren off my case.
Had arrived at pageant hell week. To keep Loren off my case. I did my hair and I put on makeup, but I still wasn't happy.
I have to say that I'm really happy that you're here.
This is a fresh slate. It's gonna be some intense pageant training, but I think I'm gonna
Loren's pep talk wasn't convincing. I had no choice.
By the way, can I just say, I think this speaks volumes that a teenager did not want to go to Atlantis the Bahamas. Like, that speaks volumes about where we were.
She can't bring her horse.
Point. You guys are too far apart.
Way too far apart at this point.
Oh, Loren. Yeah, she's like, was not convincing.
She's like, can I bring my horse on the airplane over? I don't know how to.
Loren wasting her time giving me a pep talk. It's not for me.
Seriously. I'm like, you're the one that signed up for this. I didn't force you.
Oh, my gosh. All right. We're going to wrap up. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap this up. Loren's MTV Made episode. I told you it was going to take us an hour to get through it.
By the way, you can see the full episode. We've got the link up at kiss951.com.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren at Kiss95.1.
Wrapping up an amazing conversation that we've been having for about the last 40 minutes. If you're just jumping in, thanks for tuning in to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Guaranteed to do no politics, not give you any facts, and just talk about nonsense.
And be wrong all morning long. All morning.
You know how most people think they're right? We never do. But I'll tell you, we have had a blast for the last 40 minutes talking about this episode of MTV's Made that our very own Loren was on.
And we just heard the audio of Loren blowing up at this girl that she's trying to be a pageant coach for. And it's the best audio you've ever heard in your entire life.
Well, with the horses, you can't really brush this last.
Rachel, I told you to be here by 2 o'clock. So this is not first priority to you. All right, well, when you want to work, then you call me. Okay?
She's ready.
It's not your first priority. It's not my first priority. Sorry.
Oh, Rachel, man. When you want to take responsibility and you want to work hard, call me, because I'll still be here for you.
This whole thing is bull. She can go home. I quit.
I was so over it. I was living in the middle of nowhere for 6 weeks, and you can't even call to tell me you're going to be 30 minutes late. Get it. I'm leaving.
And let me tell you, the walk away, the quitting on reality TV is the best reality TV, especially when they go over and they're like, they're taking their mic off. You know that move?
Yeah.
I think I did that once I got in the car.
Oh, it's so good. When you take the mic off, I'm done.
And then you're in the driver's side and you lean through the passenger side. You're like, Rachel, I'll be here for you. Like, because you still want to come off as nice because you have a life after this. You don't want to be a complete bee on the TV. Rachel, you could go to hell and take your horses with you. I don't care crap about it, but I'll be here for you if you're ready to work, okay?
You want to know what the worst part of that situation was? So you know how Roy's like, when you take the mic off? Well, I had to go return the mic afterwards because the producer was still at her house and I didn't want to see her. So I like wouldn't get out of the car. I just like held it on the window.
Oh, that's so funny. I still think though, Roy, you love that clip of the argument. I love where Rachel, the 15-year-old beauty queen-to-be, tells Loren that her speech sucked, basically. Listen to this.
After she writes, I hate Loren on her forehead.
Yeah.
Makeup. But I still wasn't happy.
I have to say that I'm really happy that you're here.
This is a fresh slate. It's going to be some intense pageant training, but I think you'll get a lot out of it. Loren's pep talk wasn't convincing. I had no choice and headed off to my first camp activity.
Okay, I've had enough.
Talk wasn't interesting. Was it help? That's so good.
Loren's pep talk wasn't good.
Was it helping?
Wasn't convincing.
Wasn't convincing at all. Loren doesn't know how to ride a horse.
To Atlantis, God forbid you give me like 3 seconds of your time.
You know who Rachel is? I just realized 15-year-old Rachel. And I want an update real quick in a minute here. But you know who 15-year-old Rachel is? She's one of the people on the beach in Florida who are like, people are telling me about COVID-19. I should pay attention to it. And I'm like, screw you, COVID-19. It's not even real. Like, only old people get it.
You know what's funny? Now, this was obviously filmed 10 years ago. So now, Rachel and I still keep in touch, by the way.
Oh, wow.
But she is a firefighter, but she's a bombshell. Like, she is gorgeous.
Oh, nice. We should have her on.
We do need a recap. Now, do you still say things like, oh, I hate you and your tomboy ways, but I love you and need you if you need me?
No, but every time, like she's posted a couple things on Made and, like,
you know, we both comment. We exchanged text messages 2 weeks ago. So
wait, did she become a successful beauty pageant queen in this episode of Maid?
What am I supposed to tell you?
Yes,
it was supposed to watch the episode.
It's been 10 years, Lorraine. I think we're fine.
Tony Soprano dies at the end of The Sopranos, too, in 06. Okay, I'm just putting it out there.
Thanks. Yes, she was successful. I will say that.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Seriously, reach out to her and see if she'll come out with us like tomorrow or Friday. That'll be funny.
Okay. Yeah. I will.
And can we recreate some of the lines? Have her redo some of the lines?
Yes. Yes, Roy. Yes. We will go through and we will write down word for word and we'll have you guys redo some of your arguments, especially
the Rent's pep talk's not convincing.
All right, go check out the pictures and some video. We got it up on our Insta and our socials at the MRL show. And speaking of Instagram, we're going to come back and discuss a little Instagram thing that we posted over the weekend and made you guys pick which house you'd want to hang out in, the Maney house, the Roy house, or the Loren house. We'll explain in less than 10 minutes.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
Well, honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Maney, Roy, and Loren.
Did Dallas leave? I always like checking in with Dallas to make sure he's staying sane during these times with a pregnant wife.
I'm sure he wants to kill me by now.
Listen, Lorraine.
It's a lot of together time. We've never spent so much time in this house.
We listened to your MTV Maid appearance. We know how bad it can get.
Imagine living with that every day.
We get to stop with it about noon every day. Dallas picks it up, but anyway, congratulations to all the couples that are making it through this time, by the way. And I'm not even joking about that. I mean, it is really, we are going through something really, truly amazing. And everything else after this is going to be all nonsense. Like, this is so difficult for so many couples because lives are changing and you're spending way more time together. Literally, if we can get through this, we can get through anything.
Seriously.
So congratulations.
After the bump in divorce after this, people are going to stay married forever.
I read a story in the New York Post that said someone was divorced within a week of the stay-at-home orders in New York City. That's how bad things were.
Wow.
Well, that's someone who's been lying and not coming home and going to the bars. And they've already been in bed.
Probably. Hey, producer Nicole, you posted something real interesting on Instagram over the weekend. Tell everyone what people can vote on.
Yeah, it's like these different houses. It kind of went viral because there's all these Instagram challenges and whatnot because everyone is so bored during this time that it's called like quarantine houses. And you can have it. I've seen them where there's like house 1, 2, 3, and 4. And then maybe some houses are snacks or some houses are different bucket list destinations. But since we are a radio station, I decided to create 4 houses for the 4 of us with all different types of artists because just like everything else about the 4 of us, our music tastes are polar opposites from one another.
All right. So what would be, let's say, like Roy's house?
Okay. So Roy's house, I put Kacey Musgraves, Garth Brooks, Dolly Parton, and Luke Bryan. So he's got a country theme to him.
Okay. I like it.
Which is pretty good, right?
It's pretty good. I mean, Enrique would have made it perfect, but that's, you know.
I forgot about Enrique.
If you add Enrique.
Yeah, but there's a theme to Roy's house. There's a theme to all of our houses.
I love country music.
If you had to add Enrique, who would you kick out of those 4?
Ooh, Dolly or Garth.
Okay. Ooh, Garth, huh?
You cannot kick either of them out.
I know, I'm sorry.
What about Loren's house?
So, Loren, I got... She's got Marshmello, Skrillex, Chainsmokers, and David Guetta. So she's got a Miami vibe to her.
She's like I've got the party house.
A 22-year-old club girl.
Which is, on her old car, when she would roll into work, she would literally have EDM music blasting and like different colors in her car. Like,
yeah, my old car had like ambient lighting that you could change. It was awesome.
You would pick me up sometimes. I'd be in Club Ren at 4:45 in the morning. All right, what about my house?
Your house, you've got Duran Duran, Harry Styles, Calvin Harris, and Bon Jovi.
Not bad.
And by the way, because you, the one thing I know about you is that you like 80s music. So I literally, when I was doing this, had to Google, who are 80s artists?
And Duran Duran's a pretty good one. All right. And then what was yours, finally?
Mine is Justin Bieber, Halsey, Eminem, and Demi Lovato.
That's about right. That's perfect for you.
And guess who got the most guests?
All right, let me guess.
I did.
Oh, for sure. No, it's got to be Nicole.
Everything we post on Instagram is always Nicole. She always wins everything. What was it?
Nobody wants to hang out in my house.
No.
It's my house.
Yeah, we figured.
My house. Well. But, Roy, when I was tallying this up, I mean, you're only a few behind me.
Heck yeah. That's what I'm talking about. So top 40 in country's it.
Please, sir. I want some more.
Are you needing a little more MRL in your life? Take us everywhere with our on-demand podcast. Use our Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
About less than an hour away from another $500, Kiss Cash Code, giving you some quarantine cash to help you through those tough times. Producer Nicole, holla if you're happy about that stimulus check that went into your account this morning. There you go. We got $500 for you 10 a.m. this morning. And by the way, if you got your stimulus check, you can still win the Kiss Cash Code.
That's true. That's very true. But give us a phone call right now, 704-570-9595. What's your most treasured item in your home? Like, if you were going to do show and tell, what would you be showing off?
Everybody's working from home right now. And Roy, you did a Insta Live on the Kiss95.1 Instagram with Trevor Daniel, Kiss artist Trevor Daniel, yesterday.
Yeah.
What was your background? Because when I did mine with Bozzy, I wanted a really cool background, and my prized possession was in the background.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's funny. You know, I originally was outside drinking a margarita on my porch, but then I realized because I've had a couple cocktails, my hand was a bit shaky. So I had to go back into my office and I like propped it up. So it's just my marker board.
Okay.
Where I write on my, it wasn't anything cool, but for a little bit it was cool, you know, until I switched it up. But if I had to show something off, that's hard for me. I guess it's the new things I've bought. You know what I mean? Like at one point it was my bookshelf because I just bought a bookshelf and I loved that. But now it's either my grill because I bought a flat top Blackstone grill, or it's like my Husqvarna electric mower and leaf blower and weed eater. Yeah. Because I got a whole electric, I'm pretty much the walking billboard of Husqvarna electric. You know, it'd be one of those two things.
All right. If you're on your Zoom or you're doing a chat and someone said to you, show us your prized possession inside your house, what would it be? 704-570-9595. This is something everyone can play. A lot of times we will ask you questions and holler at us and very specific. But this is something everyone should play, and I think your answers are going to be a lot different.
In fact, I remember specifically I was doing a live, and I was seasoning my grill while on live. How boring is that?
Walking and run through it. Manny, what was yours? You said that you did a Facebook Live the other day, and yours was actually in the background.
Well, I have two of them, and they're next to each other. Actually, I have, it's a Mount Rushmore. It's three things. I have a Coke bottle that our friends at Coca-Cola, who listen to the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show, gave to us with my name on it in Coke colors. So in the Coke writing, it says Manny. That was in the, that's my prize possession.
Is huge, by the way, because, I mean, nobody's ever going to put Manny on anything. That was made just for you.
Right. Also, I was featured in Ballantine magazine when I lived in Ballantine a few years ago. So there's a big picture professional cutout and like a Q&A with me.
Oh.
Wow.
And then, of course, my Cam Newton autograph after I hosted one of his events. He said, hey, Manny, thanks a lot for hosting my event. Cam Newton with an autograph. And that is my Mount Rushmore of show off.
Now, are those always like on your mantled on display, or did you set them up specifically for your live?
They were usually spread out and I put them all together. And I even showed Bozzy it. You know, I wanted to be cool for Bozzy too.
That's funny.
When I did the Insta Live. What about you, Ren? Can you think about what all the, I mean, did you steal something from the pyramids in Egypt and bring it home? Do you have a piece of the Roman Colosseum that you stole? What do you have that you would show off?
I don't know. I mean, now I have to find it. But now that you say, like, did you ever do whatever? When I was
performing on like USO tours and going to like Bosnia and Kosovo and Vienna and all these places, the troops give you these coins and they're like really cool. And it's a very high honor to get them. I know I have them somewhere. I need to like pull it out. Cause that is something really cool to show off.
The challenge coins.
Yeah. I think my like most prized possession that's like up in my house is my shadow boxed uniforms from the Miami Dolphins and the Charlotte Hornets.
Okay, when you danced for the teams.
Yeah.
Okay. 704 texted in and said, I collect football memorabilia. I have an autographed Tom Brady helmet. Hmm. Another text from 704 said, I would show you guys my 1950s phone booth.
That's cool.
Whoa, you have one of those?
That is really cool.
In your
cool.
house? That is pretty cool.
I grew up with a kid whose dad had the entire basement of his house with a 1950s candy store. And we were only allowed down there if the dad came down with us. Because you can imagine, as kids, we would just smash through it.
What freaks me out? Why does he have that?
I don't know. He was rich.
Troy.
He owned a bunch of Dunkin' Donuts in New Jersey and had the money. Dude,
he's not luring anyone down there.
I'm just saying, any grown man with a candy shop in his basement freaks me out.
Bro, he was married with two kids and like a nice, very
that
generous man.
That doesn't mean anything.
And hey, that fits the profile. Okay.
Crazy.
All right, we got to hear from you guys. We got 12 lines. Let's line them up because don't just text us because we have follow-up questions that we want to ask you about your most prized possession that you would show off to us if we were on a Zoom meeting with y'all.
704-570-9595. Taking your phone calls next.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It is the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. And you're 30 minutes away, just about a little more than 30 minutes away from another shot at $500 with the Kiss cash code.
Yes, we're doing it all day. Every 2 hours, you'll get that keyword. So make sure you're listening for that.
So we're just wondering, let's do some show and tell. Since everyone's at home and you're working from home and maybe you're on Zoom meetings, like, do you set up your background to show your most prized possession? Producer Nicole, what is yours? We didn't get your most prized possession.
I think right now, if I had to get on Zoom, I liked it. So either my guitars are showing because it makes me look cool, or my indoor plants because that makes me look cool too. I got a cactus named Mr. Prickles, and he is a spotlight.
You named your cactus Mr. Prickles?
Mm-hmm. And I have a monstera named Monty.
That's nice.
Things are happening in Nicole Weaver's house, baby. She's her prize possession are her plants.
you remember when
mine's a Coke bottle.
Remember when I told you I was crying over a bee yesterday?
Yes.
Yeah, we're losing it. Naming plants, excited over Coke bottles.
704-570-9595. Couple lines open still. What is your most prized possession? Justin and Charlotte, we're kind of playing show and tell, but since you can't show us, just it's tell and tell, I guess.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning. I have a Star Wars card, but it's a relic card, and it's a piece of the Millennium Falcon used in Rise of Skywalker. It's a one of one. I'm the only one in the world who has it.
Whoa. Even Loren is impressed by that, and she doesn't know crap about crap about Star Wars.
Yeah, all I knew is... Actually, I don't even know what you just said. One of one. That's what impressed me.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's a very nice thing to have, and it's something I'm definitely going to hold on to for a long time.
How'd you get it? How'd you get this Millennium Falcon card?
Funny story. I went to Target about 2 weeks ago to grab dinner for my girlfriend and I, and as I was in the self-checkout, I seen the trading cards, and I seen the Star Wars. So I walked over... And I grabbed, there was one pack left. And I was like, okay, it's only $5. I'll do it. So I got home and opened it. And there was three cards. And it was flipped over. And it said, congratulations, you own a piece of the Force. One of one. And I flipped it over. And it was, a piece of the Millennium Falcon used in Rise of Skywalker.
I wonder how much it's worth.
I'm not sure. I've actually reached out to a couple people to try to get a price, but I don't think I'm going to let it go.
Listen, Loren is excited for you. Unfortunately, if she was the one that picked the card, she'd probably throw it in the garbage.
Probably. Oh, no. It's great that you got it, not me.
Yeah, it's like you got the golden ticket on Willy Wonka.
Yep.
What is this?
I've got the golden ticket. Where's my song?
But suddenly we're
Hold on. I'm trying to find song, you guys.
The
world is golden ticket song. What an amazing thing.
Because I've got a golden ticket.
It's ours, Charlie. I've got a golden sun up in the sky. Slippers, Charlie.
You got the golden ticket. Way to go, Justin. Well, that didn't work out the way I wanted it to. I didn't know Grandpa sang the song. I wanted the Charlie one from the movie.
As usual, nothing works when we try.
And you're not here to stop me. I'm here all by myself like a mad scientist. Good morning, Jeff in Pineville.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're doing well, bud. What's the prized possession in your house?
So I took my girlfriend at the time, this is the early 2000s, to a Gwen Stefani concert. And she kicked her, I think it was an accident, she kicked her high heel off. And we were like fifth row center, and I caught it. I handed it to my girlfriend, but she left it at my house. So we're no longer together, but I still got the shoe.
Gwen Stefani shoe.
That's pretty cool. Was it an expensive heel?
It is. My girlfriend knew what it was.
Does it have a red bottom?
It does have, yeah, it does have a red bottom.
It's a black shoe with a red bottom? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Well, the crappy part about it is that you're not going to be able to prove that Gwen Stefani wore it. So you just have one random heel and a story, and you hope that people believe you.
Maybe her DNA's on. I don't know.
I don't know, Jeff. The next time we talk to Gwen, we'll ask her if she can fill out a certificate of authenticity that she kicked her shoe off at the...
Sign the side of it.
Yeah, at the 2003 concert.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
But I
That'd
bet be you... Great. You know what? If that happened...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
To her, like here in Charlotte and nowhere else, she might remember that story.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you know what her side of it is? I wanted my damn shoe back, and I couldn't get it back because it was in
Tell
the crowd.
Jeff to give my shoe back. I'm coming to Pineville.
Give her my number.
No, dude, settle down. Are you married now? Or
No, I'm not.
You haven't had a girlfriend since early 2000s?
No, I've had a girlfriend since early 2000s. I'm not married.
Oh, okay.
Well, she's kind of taken, too, so...
Well,
but Jeff, when you met this girl that you're with right now, did you say, "Hey, can I show you my prized possession?" Because isn't that a bit creepy, Loren?
Yeah, you're showing me a high heel, I'm like, where did you get that thing?
The name's Gwen.
Creeper.
All right. Prominently displayed in my bedroom.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
I love it.
We got a text message from someone that says it's not Gwen Stefani. It's Gwen from the radio station. Yeah, it's the wrong Gwen. Hey, Mike in Mooresville. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing well, buddy. What's your most prized possession in your home? The most treasured item?
Well, a few years ago, I have a friend that works for a race team. There was a car that sat outside of Fenway Park that was built by a certain race team after they won the 07 World Series. And they brought that car back and cut it up, and we're going to throw it away. So my buddy brought me half of it, and the fender, the door, and the back panel, and I hung it in my man cave in the basement. So and I'm a Red Sox fan, too, so.
That's cool. Yeah. Roy, the Red Sox are a baseball team, and a NASCAR team paid homage by putting together a congratulations NASCAR after they won the World Series, and he's got parts of that car.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry, Roy.
You got to work him through it, boy. You got to walk Roy through it.
Got it.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Yep, no problem.
Thanks for hanging.
I don't know anything about sports ever.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
Hi, Brent. What's going on in Hollywood?
So I think we're all going to be tuned in on Saturday to this One World Together at Home. It's what
Global Citizens and the World Health Organization are airing their two-hour special, and Lady Gaga was behind this. Well, all of these stars have been added on now. So Taylor Swift has been added. Jennifer Lopez, Camila Cabello, Shawn Mendes, Alicia Keys, Celine Dion. Pretty much anybody who is anybody has been added to this list. Which is really cool.
I wonder how they're going to do it. Just they're all going to just have a camera in people's homes?
Yeah.
I think so. Or like a sound stage. Like some people, like some of these stars have studios in their house. So I assume that's where it will go on. And they'll just live stream it from there. But it's going to appear on ABC, NBC, CBS. It's like all the big networks are hosting this.
Yeah. And Jimmy Kimmel, Fallon, and Colbert are hosting.
Mm-hmm.
As well. So, and then tomorrow night, there's something cool on ABC, Loren. The sing-along.
The sing-along.
Did you see that?
You are so excited about and you want to do it, an actual sing-along.
Oh,
yeah.
Tomorrow, we are going to do a sing-along on the air for sure.
That's good with the delay since we're all not in the studio. Sure.
Yeah, it'll be fantastic. Oh, Ryan Seacrest is hosting it because, you know, he has to host everything.
Right.
Ryan Seacrest. But
he's the ABC guy.
Yeah. Ariana Grande, Demi Lovato. It's a Disney sing-along, and it's like the cast of High School Reunion is going to be back, and the Disney family sing-along. Ooh, Ashley Tisdale will be
on.
I'm on
bated breath. but speaking of Ryan Seacrest, did you guys see that American Idol is going to continue on at this point?
How?
Remember, they were supposed to stop once they got to the live shows? Well, now they're going to pick back up, and they're going to have remote performances from the top 20.
That's awesome.
So, I don't know how this is going to work either, but even the judges and Ryan Seacrest are going to be, like, at home, appearing in their homes.
I love it, because you're going to see hear someone go, yeah, it's just going to freeze.
Yeah,
they're going to be singing, I love America. And the video stream is just going to stop.
You know, I wanted to say something here. I thought you're
Mm-hmm. Pretty much. So April 26th, that will be the date that they'll go live from various locations with the top 20.
Well, good for ABC thinking that. We all need American Idol to get us through these tough times.
We do. I mean, everything went to a certain point, and then what are we just supposed to stop watching TV? We're locked in our houses.
I know. I mean, I saw where the Friends reunion got canceled because of coronavirus. I mean, you can't cancel everything. We'll go insane.
Yeah.
I mean, heck, I was crying over a bumblebee yesterday. I'm losing my damn mind here.
Anything else?
Yeah, so Pink, we told you that she has recovered from COVID-19, but now she's trying to use her energy to help others. And she has been making homemade batches of chicken soup to donate to local charities. So she's trying to, you know, tell people, find your local church, your local shelter, people that need help, and maybe cook for them.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. You can get all your celebrity gossip and your COVID-19 updates at kiss951.com.
Oh, and one more thing. Don't forget the Peacock Network starts today.
Yes.
You can get your NBC shows streamed. That's where you'll find Friends. Yeah. Quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about how much people are actually spending on the coronavirus. You know, how much you're spending on cleaning supplies, how much you're spending on food while you're at home, how much you're spending on non-essential and essential goods. The numbers are pretty staggering. We'll explain more in less than 10 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
You asked for it, so we're going to hang out with you guys for another hour today. And maybe for the foreseeable future, as your schedules have changed, so have ours. We've adjusted it a little bit.
But how much would you guys think, with all this COVID-19 stuff and everyone's isolating, how much do you think you spent preparing for the coronavirus? Between all the cleaning supplies, were you maybe one of those that hoarded everything?
Ugh.
There was nothing left by the time I got there.
Yeah, I would say I spent probably easily $150 on cleaning supplies, toilet paper, sanitizer, Lysol. I mean, that was months ago.
So the yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
I've had to re-prepare for the coronavirus like twice now.
Yeah.
Over 60% of Americans said they spent around $178.
Okay.
On everything from alcohol, medication, cleanup products, food. If you had kids, it was more like $189.
Yeah, I'd say closer to 200 for a family.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, food?
Yeah,
yes,
and alcohol.
The majority of the spending went to cleaning products, then food, then paper products, which I'm assuming is toilet paper.
Okay.
And then water, which I was so fascinated with the water. I still see people buying, you know, 50 bottles of water. And I'm like, do you know something about it that I don't know? Does your,
they
is your water ain't working?
Into the water? Well, I mean,
yeah, I don't understand that one at all. Then they would stock up on alcohol, and then they would spend their money on entertainment.
Some people might not have a filter at home, y'all. Like, not everybody's got the refrigerator with the water filter, and you might not want to drink tap water.
Well, what were you drinking before then?
Water.
Yeah, but were you drinking it from...
No. Oh, My point is that these people aren't doing anything any different. They're just continuing to buy the water, and maybe they're buying more of it because they're home more now. They're not at the office anymore where they can go to the filter.
That's fair.
We're buying everything more now.
Yeah, but I do believe that I'm saving money, but not eating out so much.
I think we're breaking even. I got to ask the accountant, my wife, but I bet you just the trips to the grocery store / eating out food, I don't know where we're at.
Yeah, I do that. I do notice that if we do get groceries, it's like $250 bucks, and I'm like, there's seven things. What did I spend?
I have to fight my son to eat, but I have a girlfriend. She's got three kids, and she's like, my kids are literally eating me out of house and home.
Mm.
Well, you're just home all day snacking.
What are people spending on alcohol, Roy? Because I just read something that alcohol consumption is way up during quarantine times. Did it not say?
No, it didn't give me this. It said 24% of whatever $178 is going towards alcohol.
Oh, okay.
I guess I could do the math.
Yeah. All right. So if people are spending money on alcohol, believe me. And now there's services that will deliver alcohol. Mm-hmm. In fact, we're going to talk to Stratos, our buddy from Ilios Noche, an awesome restaurant, one in Quail Corners and one out on Providence Road in Ballantyne. And we're doing something awesome with him on Friday. We're going to feed the front line with Ilios Noche on Friday, and we're super excited for that. But he actually is doing something where he'll make the mix, and you can come to the restaurant and pick it up. We need to ask him about that. Like, he'll make a Manhattan mix for you that's good enough for 10 people, and you just add the alcohol. Yes.
Really?
How fantastic is that?
Well, so if I start advertising that.
Yeah, so if I want an old-fashioned, okay.
Yeah, if you want an old-fashioned, they'll make the mix for you, and you just add the alcohol.
That's great, because, I mean, like, I wouldn't know what was in an old-fashioned. My husband does, but for the most part, like, we're not bartenders hanging out at home. We're drinking wine because it's easy. I don't have to mix anything.
Yeah, I know.
Not me personally. I'm pregnant. I'm just saying generally.
Of course. Right. Yes. No one thinks that pregnant Lorraine's drinking.
Trust me. I wish I could, but I can't.
We're about to give away some cash, so let me just tell you this. According to alcohol.org, Virginia and Rhode Island have the largest amount of people drinking at home during COVID-19 stay-at-home orders. So congratulations, Roy.
Do you know why Virginia is? Because they're doing curbside pickup for the alcohol. Here, you have to wait in line. But there, you order online, and they put it in the back of your car like they do at Harris Teeter and Publix.
That's tremendous.
It's the most brilliant thing. I'm like, how come North Carolina can't do that to their liquor?
Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, Iowa, Idaho, Nevada, and Montana were next. And then California and New York closely behind. So, and by the way, wine is being consumed more right now than beer while you're staying at home, according to this poll.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
If you're just joining us, welcome to the bonus hour of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. We love hanging out with you guys. Your schedules are different. Well, now ours are too. We'll be on till 11 each day for the foreseeable future.
4 hours of us just isn't enough, so we want to throw in a little extra more of us.
You're welcome, and I'm sorry.
I want to bring something back up, Loren, that we talked about early on the show, because I think a lot of people can relate to what happened to our buddy Roy.
Yeah, the quarantine is getting to me, is what I would say. So we have carpenter bees that fly around the house all day long. And they drilled a hole into my front porch wooden post. And so I got some wood filler, and I saw a bee crawl in, and I was like, well, I'm going to fix this. And I immediately filled it up. I immediately filled up the hole with wood filler.
So he's in there, and now he's covered.
He's in there. And you can hear him vibrating around, whatever. And and at the time, I'm like, ha-ha, and he'll never do that again. And then, you know, I had a couple drinks. I interviewed Trevor Daniel, which you can hear that celebrity interview on our Instagram at Kiss95.1WNKS. And I'm sitting there on the porch, and then I see another bee start flying around. And it looks like this bee is looking for his buddy. Because he's flying around this post, and he's... And you can hear the vibrations of the bee in the wooden post. And then he starts kind of throwing his body into the post, trying to rescue his friend.
Like erratic behavior.
Erratic behavior, flying all fast. And so then I get really upset. Oh. And I'm thinking, oh, no, they're probably married. And and his wife or his husband's trying to get to him. And I get sad. I start tearing up. I'm crying.
Did you really tear up?
Yes, I get really, really sad because I see this bee trying to do everything he can to save his significant other.
You are hilarious.
Oh, I felt so bad. I felt so bad for the bee. I was like, and then at one point I was like, let me just reopen the hole temporarily and let the bee out.
Did you drill the hole out?
No, I left it in. He's got to be dead at this point. But I feel awful. I felt so sad.
I like
that I destroyed a family.
Roy's railing was so tasty. It's like the palm of railings, like the palm restaurant. Yeah. So everybody's coming over to get a bite.
I mean, to be fair, if he drilled the hole in the first place, maybe he could figure it out on his own.
Maybe he could, but he probably can't turn around. He might have went in frontwards, Loren. But Loren brings up a really good point. His ass is basically a giant drill. He can drill his way out of that hole.
Well, he ain't moving now.
I wonder, let me get some mood setting music, because I wonder if there's other Roys out there who, you know, have realized that during 4 weeks, and yes, it's only been 4 weeks of stay at home.
Gosh.
You just can't handle it. And you had that mental breakdown. What was
or you're
your...
sitting on your porch, tipsy, crying over a bumblebee.
It's got to be irrational. We don't want to hear from someone who had a rational breakdown because you got furloughed. We understand that sucks, or you took a pay cut. That all sucks.
Like, but you ran out of cereal and you just can't deal.
Yeah.
704-570-9595. Give us a call, shoot us a text, and let us know your irrational stay-at-home quarantine cry moment. What was it? 980 says, Roy is so mean.
I know.
But don't worry about it, because 704 texted in and said, Roy, good job. Those bees can actually destroy your entire railing.
Well, and that's what they've been doing. They've been doing my side of my house, and they've been doing nicks everywhere. And I was angry at first. And then when I saw the boyfriend or husband or whatever bee that was there to the rescue, I felt awful, because you could tell he could hear his buddy inside.
You're lucky he didn't come after you and try to sting you.
But then I kind of have to think about, like, you know, and I made this comment earlier in the show, I don't drive to the bad part of town. I don't want to get killed. I don't want to go to the crime ridden part. So they just got to know that my back porch is the crime part of town. Like, you come to my back porch,
there's you're a new sheriff in town.
Yeah.
There's a chance that you could die.
I hear you. I've been known to spray a cockroach and then turn around and yell, let that be a lesson to the rest of y'all that I can't see right now. There's a new sheriff in town. His name's Steve Maney.
Then what, do you leave the carcass out just so all the other buddies can see?
704 texted in and said, irrational cry moment for me. I washed my entire car, and then the next day it was covered in yellow pollen. I couldn't take it and just let out a huge cry. Felt better afterwards.
It's tough. Fighting the pollen this time of year is tough.
Mm-hmm. All right, 704-570-9595. Jump on the phone with us. We'd love to hear you guys. The irrational cry moment you've had in quarantine. Your call's next. If you're just joining us, welcome to the bonus hour of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. We love hanging out with you guys. Your schedules are different. Well, now ours are too. We'll be on till 11 each day for the foreseeable future.
4 hours of us just isn't enough, so we want to throw in a little extra more of us.
You're welcome, and I'm sorry.
I want to bring something back up, Loren, that we talked about early on the show, because I think a lot of people can relate to what happened to our buddy Roy.
Yeah, the quarantine is getting to me, is what I would say. So we have carpenter bees that fly around the house all day long. And they drilled a hole into my front porch wooden post. And so I got some wood filler, and I saw a bee crawl in, and I was like, well, I'm going to fix this. And I immediately filled it up. I immediately filled up the hole with wood filler.
So he's so in there, and now he's covered.
He's in there. And you can hear him vibrating around or whatever. And, and at the time, I'm like, ha-ha, and he'll never do that again. And then, you know, I had a couple drinks. I interviewed Trevor Daniel, which you can hear that celebrity interview on our Instagram at Kiss95.1WNKS. And I'm sitting there on the porch, and then I see another bee start flying around. And it looks like this bee is looking for his buddy. Because he's flying around this post, and he's and you can hear the vibrations of the bee in the wooden post. And then he starts kind of throwing his body into the post, trying to rescue his friend.
Like erratic behavior.
Erratic behavior, flying all fast. And so then I get really upset. Oh. And I'm thinking, oh, no, they're probably married. And and his wife or his husband's trying to get to him. And I get sad. I start tearing up. I'm crying.
Did you really tear up?
Yes. I get really, really sad. Because I see this bee trying to do everything he can to save his significant other.
You are hilarious.
Oh, I felt so bad. I felt so bad for the bee. I was like, and then at one point I was like, let me just reopen the hole temporarily and let the bee out.
Did you drill the hole out?
No, I left it in. He's got to be dead at this point. But I feel awful. I felt so sad.
I like
that I destroyed a family.
Roy's railing was so tasty. It's like the palm of railings, like the palm restaurant. Yeah. So everybody's coming over.
To be fair, if he drilled the hole in the first place, maybe he could figure it out on his own.
Maybe he could, but he probably can't turn around. He might have went in frontwards, Loren. But Loren brings up a really good point. His ass is basically a giant drill. He can drill his way out of that hole.
Well, he ain't moving now.
I wonder, let me get let me get some mood-setting music. Because I wonder if there's other Roys out there who, you know, have realized that during 4 weeks, and yes, it's only been 4 weeks of stay at home.
Gosh.
You just can't handle it. And you had that mental breakdown. What was
you're sitting on your porch, tipsy, crying over a bumblebee.
It's got to be irrational. We don't want to hear from someone who had a rational breakdown because you got furloughed. We understand that sucks, or you took a pay cut. That all sucks.
Like, but you ran out of cereal and you just can't deal.
Yeah.
704-570-9595. Give us a call, shoot us a text, and let us know your irrational stay-at-home quarantine cry moment. What was it? 980 says, Roy is so mean.
I know.
But don't worry about it, because 704 texted in and said, Roy, good job. Those bees can actually destroy your entire railing.
Well, and that's what they've been doing. They've been doing my side of my house, and they've been doing nicks everywhere. And I was angry at first, and then when I saw the boyfriend or husband or whatever bee that was there to the rescue, I felt awful because you could tell, he could hear his buddy inside.
You're lucky he didn't come after you and try to sting you.
But then I kind of have to think about, like, you know. And I made this comment earlier in the show. I don't drive to the bad part of town. I don't want to get killed. I don't want to go to the crime ridden part. So they just got to know that my back porch is the crime part of town. Like, you come to my back porch,
there's you're a new the sheriff in town.
Yeah. There's a chance that you could die.
I hear you. I've been known to spray a cockroach and then turn around and yell, let that be a lesson to the rest of y'all that I can't see right now. There's a new sheriff in town. His name's Steve Maney.
And what, do you leave the carcass out just so all the other buddies can see?
704 texted in and said, irrational cry moment for me. I washed my entire car, and then the next day it was covered in yellow pollen. I couldn't take it and just let out a huge cry. Felt better afterwards.
Yeah, it's tough. Fighting the pollen this time of year is tough.
Mm-hmm. All right, 704-570-9595. Jump on the phone with us. We'd love to hear you guys.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Fantastic new music right here on Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy and Loren Morning Show.
Yeah, that's 21 Pilots' Level of Concern. By the way, I think that's like the first song that mentions quarantine.
No way.
I think so. I think that's the first song that we've heard since all this started.
Okay.
But we have Addie and Jennifer on with the Man You Want on the Ren show. Let's talk with Addie.
By the way, hold tight. Halsey's new song, Tiger King, is coming up in just a minute, okay?
Yeah.
First song to mention Joe Exotic.
That'd be awesome.
Good morning, Addie.
Good morning.
Good morning. How do you like that we're on for the hour? We're typically never talking to you in the 10 o'clock hour. Do you like it? Do you hate it?
I mean, I'm only sad that I'm missing you guys out early in the morning, because you guys in the morning crack me up. I kid you not, and I'm not exaggerating, but I listen to you guys religiously, and I am upset that I'm missing on all the laughs in the mornings right now. But, you know, I was happy to see that you guys were still on at this time.
Thank you.
Well, you can always listen at home, too, even if you're not in the car.
Yeah, I gotta get on that.
Well, Addie, Roy just told a story about how he cried because he buried a carpenter bee into his railing. The carpenter bee was eating it away, and then he felt bad afterwards, and then he actually broke down into tears because the quarantine is getting to our Roy.
Well, I have a story similar to his. I was laughing when I heard his because it actually made me laugh about my story. So my husband and I, we have been going on walks a lot lately, and I guess, so he's an essential worker, and I guess he had seen this bee before or whatnot, so he killed the bee. And the thing about it is, he lives on the third floor, so the first flight of stairs, he left the bee there on the floor. So the very first time that I saw the bee dead, I freaked out. I was like, oh my gosh, who killed this bee? Like, why would anybody kill a bee? They are pollinating our earth. Right now we are giving the earth a break, and we're not doing enough if we're killing bees. And I'm just like going crazy about this bee and it's dead, and how dare somebody do that, and right now is their time. So he just brushes it off, and he's like, it's not a big deal, it's a bee, somebody was probably just afraid of it and killed it, it was bothering them. I'm like, I don't care, the bee's not gonna hurt you. So we go down, do our walk, we come back up, I see the bee again on the floor, and I just freak out again, and I'm just like, the bee again. And same story now on the top level. I think that it's just us, and then there's another neighbor. So it was one of us, obviously, that killed the bee. The next day, we do the same thing again.
Could have been Roy, Addie. Don't be so sure. Could have been Roy.
Yeah, Roy, the bee killer.
Right.
Roaming the streets of Charlotte.
Well, plot twist, my husband was actually the one that killed the bee. And it was like, when we were, the next day, I made a whole thing about it again. And he's like, yes.
Addie, are you there? Did I lose?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he was the one who killed it. Yeah. I got you. I got you. All right. Thanks for the call.
He's
thanks
like,
for
all
listening.
All right. Enough. I killed the bee.
He confessed. Good morning, Jennifer and Charlotte.
Good morning.
Say hi to Roy and Lorraine.
Hi, Roy and Lorraine.
Hello.
What'd you cry about?
Okay. I've never in my life thought I would cry over a roll of toilet paper.
So
I got down to the last roll of toilet paper. It was almost out. I had been to like three stores and I could not find any toilet paper. And so I have three kids. So I was telling them, you got to find socks, old shirt. I don't know. I was thinking out that I wasn't going to be able to find any toilet paper. Thankfully, I did about a week later. But we had to use paper towels. I've never in my life cried over a stupid roll of toilet paper, but I did that time.
And how are you doing now with toilet paper? Did you build your stock back up?
I actually went to Sam's Club.
There you go.
We're good now.
Good
for you, Jennifer.
Thank you.
So we got people that cried over bees. We got people that cried over toilet paper. And we got this text, Jennifer, from 704 that said she ordered a sandwich from some place to be delivered. And DoorDash showed up and it was the wrong order. And she cried straight for like 30 minutes.
Oh, this is making me cry over right now.
Well, you stay sane, Jennifer. You stay sane, okay?
You too.
All right,
you guys
thanks.
Have a great day.
You too. All right.
That happened to me the other day. We got McDonald's, and I ordered a plain cheeseburger because I eat like a child, and it had everything on it, and I took like three bites out of it and realized it, and I was like, no, I don't have dinner. Everyone else's dinner is for me.
I didn't get a happy meal.
Pretty much.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, you know what we need to do, you guys? We have a list here that we never finished getting through. It's new pickup lines in the coronavirus era. And there's like 10 more that we never got through from last week. Do you guys want to take a quick break, come back, and we'll do them?
Yes.
Okay. Like number 19 is, since all the public libraries are closed, is it okay if I check you out instead? You see where we're going. I don't blame you if you don't come back after this break, y'all. Hang tight.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
We have your chance to win $500 Kiss Cash Code. That's going to be coming up at noon today. Make sure you're listening for that.
Look, times are different right now, Loren. You can't do one-on-one personal dates. Your dating is primarily done through video chats.
Yeah.
And with these crazy coronavirus dating times comes the top pickup lines. And we got through half of them last week, and I figured why not knock the rest out and I could throw the paper away and be done with it.
All right.
Let me know if these get either one of your goats going, okay?
Ooh, okay.
All right. A guy once said this to me. Come on over. I'll pay your fine.
I don't even understand. No.
I think he's trying to say that they're fine.
I know, but it didn't work for me.
Okay.
Sorry.
I'll catch you later. Wink.
Because they got the coronavirus.
Well, catch, you know. Don't catch my virus. I'll catch you later.
No.
You can't spell quarantine without U-R-A-Q-T.
All right, maybe. Maybe.
I like that.
Top pickup lines during the coronavirus. You smell so good. Is that Purell you're wearing?
That's not bad.
Hey, baby. Come within 6 feet of here often? Want to play coronavirus and get spread all over the hard surface?
Oh my gosh. Holy cow.
Yeah, that's working for you, huh?
I don't know if it's working for me as much as it was very smexual.
I like this one. Stay home if you're sick. Come over if you're thick. New pickup lines in the coronavirus era. Let's see. Are you coming down with COVID-19? Because I'd like to flatten your curve.
A little cheesy, but maybe that one works.
I like my virus like I like my women. Easy to get.
Wow.
I know. And by the way, there's a lot I'm not even reading that I'll put on the Rap Party podcast that, like, they're not even saved for radio.
Ow.
So, and then this is the one I gave you guys before. Since all the public libraries are closed, I'm going to check you out instead.
Yeah, that one's
okay.
Yeah.
That's friendly enough.
I want to bring in producer Nicole for a minute. Hey, Nicole. I just did a blog about how women with tattoos are more open, physically, let's say. Do you agree with that? Crap, she's not listening.
Like moving furniture-wise?
Hey, I'm talking to you.
I also wanted to know if she bought a diamond grill yet for her teeth since she got that stimulus check.
Well, let's bring her in. Hey, I was talking to you. What are you doing?
Best ofs.
What Halsey song are you listening to in there? Okay. There's a new study out that says women with tattoos are more open to things. This study was from a college in Canada.
Maybe.
Like moving furniture open?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, moving furniture open. Yep.
Sure.
You think that's true?
I don't know.
You have tons of them.
It's 2020. I think feel like everybody is.
The study that...
I don't know. You're the only person I know that does it everywhere.
It's like a challenge for her.
I walk into a restaurant and I'm like, please tell me you haven't done it here.
Jesus.
It's like playing bingo.
All of Charlotte is safe right now because of the stay-at-home orders.
Okay, you guys are so exaggeratory.
Of course we are. That's us.
It says that inked ladies do show a more willingness to engage in uncommitted relations, meaning maybe you're more likely to do like a one-night stand or...
Well, that's not true because I've never had one.
Yeah.
And that's on the Bible, so...
Okay.
Mm.
Oh.
Wow.
When was the last time you moved furniture in public?
What?
last time we were in public.
Which was like March 10th.
Right.
March 9th.
Seems like forever ago.
We hosted Pride Night at the Hornets game at the Spectrum Center. Is the Spectrum Center safe?
Spectrum Center is safe.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Nicole.
I called bull.
I know Panther Stadium is not. Bank of America's already got it.
You know that for sure.
Yeah.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
You know, it's a funny thing. Yesterday, we did a segment, and you can catch up on any of our shows that you missed. The MRL Show replay runs 24/7 on the Kiss 95.1 app. But this morning, Roy, I didn't hold the door open for someone. And yesterday we went around the room and did like things we used to say, like we haven't said since March 14th.
Yeah.
Like, hey, let me have a bite of that. Or, ooh, you need to have a sip of this. You can't say that stuff anymore.
Game night on Friday.
Yeah. Come sit on my lap.
Okay, you probably shouldn't say that to begin with.
I'm serious, though. I was at Dunkin' this morning. I did my app, and then I went in, picked up, walked out, sanitized, and went home. But the person was coming towards the door, Roy. Normally, I would hold the door open and give them a good morning, and I didn't because we couldn't pass each other.
No, you can't.
Okay, thanks.
You can't. Now's not the time for that.
You could maybe throw them a, hey, stay safe, and not hold the door.
I'm not saying being mean. Don't be mean about it, but now is not the time to
hold the door.
Yeah.
Because you can't pass each other.
Your foot.
What if I had my mask on?
Maybe if you had your mask and gloves on.
I don't do gloves. I'm not doing gloves.
Really?
No.
Gloves is like the...
Go ahead.
I was saying gloves is like the one thing I am doing.
I heard the gloves keep the virus on the gloves.
Well, yeah, but you discard the gloves.
Yeah, I don't have that kind of money. I can't be throwing gloves away every 2 minutes. I just sanitize my hands. Every time I touch something, I sanitize them. My hands look like two rocks right now. They're completely cooked because of... because it looks like I microwaved my hands. I mean, because of the, you know, all the sanitizer. Scrubbing, but anyway, I just thought that was interesting. It's like, you want to be polite to people right now. You want to be overly polite because everybody's edgy and everybody's tired of the stay-at-home orders. And we have 15 more days, y'all. 2 more weeks. And who knows? It could be extended after that.
Maybe, although the New York governor said the worst is over, so maybe that's...
I mean, maybe in 15 days we start opening things slowly.
Yeah.
That's what I heard. Slowly. Which is something that Loren doesn't know anything about.
What does that mean?
You don't do anything slow. You're all in on everything. Like, like if you're going to remodel your home, you do 5 different rooms. You don't just pick one room and do it slowly. You know, like, am I wrong, Roy?
No, a 1,000 remodel turns into a 50 grand project.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that you should have just built a house from the bottom up with how much you've remodeled it since you bought it.
Probably.
Loren's got a new love of art. So slowly you buy pieces of art one by one. Nope, not Ren. You're going to buy the damn museum and take it to her house.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.